If you read historical fiction just for escape, our reviewer Alan Chu says you'd better pass up Rose Tremain's new novel, The Color. It's set in mid-19th century New Zealand during the Gold Rush.
When newly married Joseph and Harriet Blackstone first arrive in New Zealand with Joseph's elderly mother Lillian in tow, Joseph builds them a house out of hardened mud on the Okuku River, not far from Christchurch, on the South Island, the place they called Aotearoa, Land of the Long White Cloud. And Harriet begins a scrapbook as a way, as Rose Tremain puts it, of marking a line between her new life and her old. Before too long, Joseph succumbs to gold fever, leaves his wife and mother behind, and embarks on a dangerous voyage around the island to the other side of the New Zealand Alps, and stakes his claim in the crowded Kokatahi gold fields near Hokitika in the dark valley of the Styx, a place that will change his life forever. Aotearoa, Okuku, Kokatahi, Hokitika, exotic names, exotic places on an island near the bottom of the world. But these aren't places to escape to. By the end of the winter, the antipodal winds have destroyed the mud house, the cow has died, Lillian has wasted away in her son's absence, and Harriet gets caught up in her own fever. She prays, we hear, that before her own life begins to move towards an uncertain ending, she would have seen or known at least one extraordinary and unforgettable thing. So off she goes to the gold fields herself, with nothing but a horse and cart and the long road climbing to the near side of the Alps ahead of her. After surmounting great physical and psychological difficulties, she reaches the other side of the mountains, and what she finds there turns out to be extraordinary both for her and for the reader, and a stunning conclusion to a wonderful novel about change and transformation, love and desire, the valuable and the useless, the living and the dead.
The book is The Color by Rose Tremain. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.